Such a squalid, malodorous and dangerous tenement was no place for a gentleman, particularly after nightfall on a foggy summer evening. Yet in late July 1854, a red-bearded man in fashionable attire walked fearlessly through the smoke-filled, cramped and narrow lanes. The loiterers and vagrants watching him no doubt observed that his silver-headed cane looked ominously heavy and might conceal a blade. There was also a bulge about the trousers that implied a barker tucked in the waistband, and the very boldness of such a foolhardy incursion probably intimidated many of those who might be tempted to waylay him. Pierce himself later said, "It is the demeanour which is respected among these people. They know the look of fear, and likewise its absence, and any man who is not afraid makes them afraid in turn." Pierce went from street to stinking street, inquiring after a certain woman. Finally, he found a lounging soak who knew her.
"It's Maggie you want. Little Maggie?"
the man asked, leaning against a yellow gas lamppost, his face deep shadows in the fog. "She's a Judy, Clean Willie's doll."
"I know of her. Pinches laundry, doesn't she? She does a bit of snow, I'm sure of it."
Here the man paused significantly, squinting. Pierce gave him a coin.
"Where shall I find her?" "First passing up, first door to your right," the man said.
Pierce continued on.
"There's no use your bothering," the man called after him. "Willie's in the stir now, in Newgate no less. He has only the cockchafer on his mind."
Pierce did not look back. He walked down the street, passing vague shadows in the fog, and here and there a woman whose clothing glowed in the night, matchstick dippers with patches of phosphorus on their garments. Dogs barked, children cried. Whispers and groans and laughter were conveyed to him through the fog. Finally, he arrived at the Netherskin, with its bright rectangle of yellow light at the entrance, shining on a crudely hand-painted sign which read,
"Lodgings for Travellers."
Pierce glanced at the sign and then entered the building, pushing his way past the throng of dirty, ragged children clustered about the stairs. He cuffed one briskly to show them there was to be no plucking at his pockets. He climbed the creaking stairs to the second floor and asked after the woman named Maggie. He was told she was in the kitchen, and so he descended again to the basement.